Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Yes, it is Fancy New Band time. We're here with Lipstick Cherry. Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
This feedback is actually getting me really excited. Like, I love the noise, you know? I live for it.
Yeah, so. It reminds me of my garage with our shitty sound setup, but...
Do you practice in your garage?
Oh no, like a rumpus room, sort of, like, just big room, but... Yeah, no, like, the pickups are so messed up, so we're always just, like, fighting feedback.
Yeah, classic. And this room is quite similar, just, like, a little random semicircle. So you've got three tracks to play for us today. What's this first one called? What's it all about?
It's called The Caretaker, and it's a bit of a piss take on just being in Auckland. I wrote it after, like, a couple nights out, and then just, like...
Was it named after the bar caretaker?
But that is confidential.
Sorry, I didn't say anything.
Not copyright intended.
All right, shall we hear it?
Yeah.
Ready?
Burns and birds don't represent. Vipers all I understand. Cruising up and
Oh, you guys ripped. That was awesome. Thank you.
That was so fun.
We tuning up now.
We're tuning. Your vocals remind me of Kathleen Hanna.
What? Yeah, she's like my inspo. Ever since I saw her at Bikini Kill at Power Station.
Oh, that was such a good show, right?
Did you go?
Like,
yeah.
That's really what got me into girl punk.
Girl punk.
Bikini Kill for sure. When I was 14 and I first heard Rebel Girl, it was like...
Oh, I think that's like a seminal experience for everyone.
Dude, it surprised me so much when I realized Kathleen Hanna is also Latigra's like singer. Like, I don't know why. Like, it took me so long to make that connection.
Do you know what I only just learned? Her husband's in the Beastie Boys.
Yes, that dude, Adam.
I'm just discovering this.
Yeah, I listened to the audiobook recently and it was really good.
What's it called?
It's just called Rebel Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff. But yeah, no, definitely I think a lot of bands were formed after that show at the Power Station, for sure.
We were like, when we first started, we really wanted to do a cover of Rebel Girl, but we weren't good enough
to figure it out yet. It's hard. The drums are hard, eh?
So hard.
But one day you'll do it.
That's tuned.
We good?
Yep.
Sweet, what's this track called?
This next one is called Parasite. I was inspired by Amoeba by the Adolescents. I think I was like 15 and like sitting in my bed and I was like really bored, so I just wrote this.
Imagine if that. Awesome. Imagine if we did that.
Awesome. Let's go.
Wait.
It encompasses the mindset of a 15-year-old girl.
Fuck yeah. The hardest thing you could be.
Honestly, I can't imagine anything worse.
In the trenches.
All right, let's hear it. We will love 15-year-old girl angst. So
we're bringing it up.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming. I feel very awake now.
That'll wake you up for sure.
Yeah, for sure. For people who are obviously listening and loving it, where can they catch you?
You can follow us on Instagram at lipstickcherryband.
We've got good stuff coming up.
Awesome. Yeah,
working on some new originals and covers, so hopefully see us at some gigs this summer.
I wonder if someone's mum might be listening, because I just got a text that says language.
Definitely my mum, for sure.
Definitely a mum text.
She's disappointed.
Well, she shouldn't be, because this rips. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see what you do next.
I did it for the punk rock mum.
That was a fancy new band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.